Today's daf is Tainus daf Yud Ches, and we are in the second parak here in Maseches Tainus, the last daf in the parak, and we are starting Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the discussions of Megillas Tainus and the other days, all the days that were listed by Chazal that had special significance, whether one isn't allowed to fast on those days, whether one wasn't even allowed to give hespedim on those days. That is the list of Megillas Tainus, a separate sefer, very early Tarsha Baal Peh that was written down. Megillas Tainus, the list. And now we continue. The Gemara now is going to be medayik between one of the phrases of Megillas Tainus. Three lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Mar Mitpanya Bei Atzof Moadaya Itosef Chaga Deshuaya Delo Lemisfeid. The line that was quoted earlier was from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of Nisan, until the end of the Chag. Those were the days that Chazal had the discussions with the stukim about what the Shavuos is going to be, as was discussed yesterday, that Mimachras HaShabbos was the unusual phrase that was used to describe the day after the first day of Pesach. That's why the stukim were misled, and they believed, obviously without Chazal, that it means that Shavuos is always on the Sunday, 7 weeks after Pesach started, and Chazal argued with them, and there was a certain level of acquiescence that was achieved during this time period, and therefore they made a yantif during the days of discussion and the days of agreement by them from the eighth day until the end of Pesach. That was the line from Megillas Tainus. Says the Gemara, Lama li sof moed at sof moed. Why does the Megillas Tainus have to say that the day that they weren't allowed to fast was all the way until the end of Pesach? Lema adam moed. What do you have to say from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of Pesach? Just say the days that were called holidays was until Yantif, from the eighth day till the fifth day, and then the entire Pesach, you're allowed to fast, you're allowed to give hespedim, even just for Yantif reasons, not for any other reasons. Didn't Daraisa that it's a Yantif? You don't have to come up with special holidays created by the Rabbanan. So Amar Papa, Kida Amar Rav. Rav Papa says, well, it's like Rav said. You're right. For the days of, you wouldn't need the Chazal to come up with the list of Megillas Tainus. But what do you need it for? What's the chiddush? What's the added element of having these days on Megillas Tainus more than having them just listed in the Torah? Lo nitzricha ela le'esar yom shelefanav. Just like Rav says elsewhere earlier that it's to aser not only the days of, but the day before. The day before to aser, even the day, as we said earlier, the day before Rosh Chodesh. Hachanami lo nitzricha ela le'esar yom shelacharav. So here too it's to aser the day afterwards. Meaning Isruchag, not only if you just had the din of the Torah, it would just be that day, it would be the last days of Yantif, of Pesach, but along with the halacha of the list of days in Megillas Tainus, it includes even the day afterwards, which we call Isruchag. And that idea, Isruchag is not a Yantif, but it is a day where we have added celebration. Bizman Hazeh, Lamaisa, what is the Nafkamina? We don't say Tachron. Okay, that's it. Isruchag. But there's a lot of elements of Isruchag that are spoken about by the early sources. The Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes based on a Gemara in Sukkah. The Ramah quotes the end of Simin Tav Chav Tes, first Simin in Hilchos Pesach, V'noagin laharbos ksas, ba'achila v'shasiyah b'yom achar achag. The minhag is to be marbik sas, with eating and drinking, on the day after Sukkot. It applies the day after every holiday. The day after Sukkot, that's the one quoted in the fourth parak in Sukkah. V'hu Isruchag. What is the lashon of Isruchag? That's from the pasuk in Hallel. Isruchag ba'avosim ha'kadosh ha'mizbeach. We tie on. We bring the yantif a little bit with us. And the Sechemed has quotes achronim that discuss that it's too extreme for us to go from yantif to weekday. We need a little bit of downtime, a little bit of segue going from one extreme to the other extreme. That's why we have a Yantif, and then we have an Isruchag, and then we have a weekday. We discussed this a little bit in Parsha Shir last week, when we discussed the Korach and those who argued with him and what the uniqueness of Moshe Aaron was, and sort of Zevin, if you remember, mentioned that we many times in Halacha, in the world of Halacha, we need middle areas, middle connectors in order to be mitzaref to extreme situations, to extreme elements. So he says, for example, that's what Bein HaShemashos is. Right, we have day and we have night, but then we have Bein HaShemashes. What's Bein HaShemashes? So Pashas Bein HaShemashes is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We don't know what it is. Any moment is really, Hashem knows whether it's day or night. Really, in reality, there is no Bein HaShemashes twilight. It's either day or night. We just don't know, so we have to treat it as both. But Rav Zevin quoted the Ritva in Yuma, and Achronim pick up on this Ritva that maybe not. Bein HaShemashes is a unique Bria, a unique element which has day and night content to it. And Hashem made it that way so that we don't go from one extreme, from day to night to day. There is a middle approach that one takes, and that is the segue between day and night and night and day. And that's what he described is Tosefa Shabbos and Tosefa Yantif. We can't go from one extreme to the other extreme, so we have these added different elements in between. And that's Isruchag, like our Gemara talks about. It's the connecting from the day of Yantif to the day of weekday. And he said that in the context of Korach arguing, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, you think that you could just, kikola eid the kulub kadoshim, you could have from chol, that people, all the way to the Shemayim, all the way to the infinite? No, we need leaders that are our connectors. And that's what Aaron HaKohen was. He was the connector, the leader between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So that is some ideas behind Isruchag. There are other earlier sources that also describe that Isruchag might have originally started, even though this is not in the Ramah, it's not in the Gemara, but part of it might have been when the early days, they just created Isruchag only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the rest of the nation in Chutz La'aretz is having a whole day of Yantif, it's Yantif Sheni, so B'nai Eretz Yisrael should also be connected to them somehow, and that's why they celebrate Isruchag. But then it extended to take upon itself a mind of its own, so to speak, and everybody in the world has Isruchag wherever they are. So that's a little bit of content behind this line. On the second line, Yud Chesman Aleph, Lo Nitzrucha El Le'esar Yom Shela Acharav. Good, let's continue a little bit. Actually, one other point before we continue. That is, the discussion that we've just had is related to the Machlokas of the Tzdukim and Chazal relating to Mimachras HaShabbos. What exactly does Mimachras HaShabbos mean? As we know, it means the day after the first day of Pesach, while they say it means the Sunday later. The question that is asked by many is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant Mimachras HaShabbos to mean the day after the first day of Pesach, so why does it use such an ambiguous phrase in the Torah that could be misunderstood? That's exactly how the Tzdukim misunderstood it. Shabbos usually means Shabbos. So why, in one place in the Torah, Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos? Right? Shabbos sometimes means Shemitah, sometimes Shabbos means literally Shabbos, but here Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. So why is it used there in Emor, which could be so confusing, and that is probably the most famous machlokas between Chazal and the Tzdukim. So many answers given to this question, we'll just mention one, and that is from the Meshech Chachma, and then we'll continue. It says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Emor, Perachav Gimel, Da, Dibidas Ho'eloki, Yesh Mitzvahs HaMakashrin Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim, V'yesh Mitzvahs HaMakashrin Yisrael Zelazeh. There are mitzvahs that can, all mitzvahs connect us to Hashem. The question is how. Some mitzvahs connect us directly to Hashem. He gives the mashal, Hashem is in the middle of a circle, so to speak, kaviyacho, and we are all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But then there's another type of mitzvah, how we're connected to Hashem, and that is we connect to each other directly. And through the connection to each other, we are His Am, and Mamela, we are connected to Him. Right? That is not directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's through the rest of Am Yisrael. Those are the two ways. He says, since it's telling a mezuzah, hey, mitzvah makashri Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach, right? We might call these benadam lamacha, benadam lachavero. He just uses a little different term. Mitzvahs that are connect us to Hashem, since it's telling a mezuzah. Ukimilas chasadim, mitrumos, umaisras, hey, makashri zelazet. Two types of mitzvahs. Now, says the Meshech Chachma, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. That's why he didn't use the terms, benadam lamacha, benadam lachavero. Because we would say Shabbos and Yantif are both mitzvahs that are made out of Mamako. But he's using it in a different sense. Shabbos, the focus is us to Hashem. After all, the two major differences between Shabbos and Yantif are, number one, cooking. You can't cook for each other on Shabbos. Right? Even if guests come over, sorry, you can't cook for each other. You have to have cooked on Erev Shabbos. Mishatacha be'erev Shabbos, yocham Shabbos. And Hotzah. going from one place to the other place and carrying v'chulu. So Shabbos is about al yetzei ish b'mkomo. V'hotzah asura. U'malechez ochol nefesh asura. V'imkein, what's the message of Shabbos? Kol ish v'ish b'fnei atzmahu. Each person is on their own. Levadohu yoshev osek b'torah by themselves. Ashehema mikusharim el Hashem yisbarach ha-merkaz ha-amiti. The connection is from Jew to God. Asher kol Yisrael heima kavim nifradim. Every Jew is a line, a unique, independent line, magiim l'merkaz echad, getting to the center point, which is Hashem, hu Hashem yisbarach. Ulesiba zehim kshurim yachdav. And through that, they are connected. Avol yantif. But yantif says the Meshech Chachma, hu mina mitzvah samakashar na'uma zelazeh. Yantif are part of the mitzvahs that connect us to each other and memelo to Hashem. V'lachein meleches ochol nefesh mutter. V'im yivuar elef archim yef alechem. And if 1,000 guests come, I can bake for them. I'm connected to them. V'kulam chayavim la'alos l'regel v'lismach l'sameach. We're all connected. We all are all a regel. We all go to Yerushalayim together. V'lachein hutra hotza v'avara. And therefore, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Now, punchline, says the Meshech Chachma, the first Pesach that we ever had, it's a Yantif. So Yantif should be category 2, connecting to each other. But what was the halacha of the first Pesach? We weren't allowed to leave our houses. The Malach HaMavis was coming through the streets. We had to stay in our Batei Mitzrayim. Ki Pesach Shehora Aso Hayal She Pesach Pasach HaMakom Batei Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Pesach is from the Lashon of Pasach Hashem. Hashem passed over our houses. Adayin lo haisa ha'uma niksheres. That first Pesach, we weren't an Am yet. We didn't leave Eretz Mitzrayim yet. So what were we? We were individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to redeem. Eventually Pesach was going to be a Yantif. But that at this point in history, it didn't have that nature about it. It had more of a Shabbos nature than it did a Yantif nature. And that's why, right, you have to be limnuyav, you can't switch groups whenever you want, and you have to be nimneh me'erev Pesach. The Ummah was not nikshar together, and that's why it's Sfartam Lachem mimachras HaShabbos. Because this first Pesach had the elements of Shabbos to it, and therefore, that's what the Torah calls it. Later on, once we got to Shavuos, then we were connected to through the Torah, and that answers another question, says the Meshech Chachma. Why the mitzvahs of Matnas Aniyim are put in Parshas Emor along with Shavuos? Lo sa'achal pasatcha la'ani v'lager ta'azov, because now we were connected to each other. Once we got the Torah, once we had Yetzias Mitzrayim, connected to each other, and that is why Hashem emphasizes it with those mitzvos that connect Jews to each other. Okay, that's one explanation. There are others to why Hashem uses the term Yimachros HaShabbos there in Emor, even though it means Pesach. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's continue. Second line, Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, come on. So who is this, what we just said, recording to? The Mishnah that says, even after these days, there is an Isser Hesped, Vitainis, Kemad, Kereb Yossi, Da'amar, Bein Milafana, Bein Malach, Rav Asser. It must be like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, we had in the Mishnah, back on Tes Vavim Abeis, Rav Yossi, Rav Beir, had the Machlokas. What is the halacha of Megillah, the days of Megillah's Tainis? Besides the days of, what about the days before and after? So if you remember, we had a Machlokas, Rav Yossi, Rav Meir. How far you go, on the fifth wide line or so, Rabbi Yossi said, Lefana v'la acharav, they're all asr, behesped. And the Tanakhama had said, Lefana v'asr la acharav mutter. Before it is asr, but afterwards is mutter. And Rabbi Yossi says even afterwards is mutter. That's in terms of the Isurim of Hesped. The Isur of Titus, the next line, Rabbi Yossi says, at least Lefana is asr. And la acharav is mutter. Rabbi Yossi was the more machmer shita on Tetzvav and Mabes. So says the Gemara, we just described this Mishnah as being like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, this Brisa. Kamak Rabbi Yossi, Dabar Bein Lefanim Elach Rav Asser, Ihachi, if that's true. And what Megillah's Tainus, what did this Brisa say? The list we had was basically from Rosh Chodesh Nisan all the way till the end of Pesach. Right? We had from day 1 till day 8, and from the day 8 until after Pesach. Those are the two lists we just had in the Megillah's Tainus. So Ihachi says the Gemara, Be'esrim B'tishanami. Why do you need Or it should also be included, the 29th day of Adar, the last day of Adar, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, Ma'arya, to have a Yoma, de Mikami Yoma, de Mitokim Tamida. Remember, the first 8 days were days of celebration, because those were the days that the Karban Tamid was established. The next group of days were the days that the Chazal overcame the Tztukim in their fight about Machoras HaShabbos. So, ask the Gemara if this Megillas Titus says, like the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that days before and after are also included. So why do you have to say that day one, it's Usher beforehand, because it's the day before the Karban Tamid? Typically, Tavli Yoma de Busser Esther Vitzmanya Bay. There was a special day listed on the 28th day. The 28th day of Adar was also a special Yantiv day. So therefore, if this is like Rabbi Yossi's sheet, the day before and after also have special status. So the day after the 28th is the 29th, so that should be off limits for Hespid, because of it's the day after the 28th. Why does the Megillas Tainis have to say that it's also because it's the day before the first day of Nisan? It's the day after the 28th day of Adar. What happened on the 28th day of Adar? What was so special? Why was that one of the Yantiv days? Here we go. Titania. Be'esr v'tmanya be on the 28th day. We had this Gemara back in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember. We had this Megillas Tainis quoted. What happened on the 28th day of Adar that they made it into a Yantiv? Asas b'sar t'tavsa li'yuhudai. There was a b'sorah tova. There was a great, good, positive announcement that came to Am Yisrael, Delo Yidu Min Araisa, that they won't be removed from the Torah, that they got great news. They wouldn't have to be Mevatel Torah. Rashi says, Shlo Yitzrichem Libatel Mitam Torah. Back to the Gemara. Shepamachas Nigzera Gzera Al Yisrael. Shlo Yasku Batorah. There was one time during Pashtus when the Gemara is on Medayik, if the Gemara doesn't specify, generally all these stories of Gemara are from the Roman period. During Bayesheni and after Bayesheni, for those couple hundred years when Rome was in charge, obviously during the Churban Bayesheni, before and after, for hundreds of years. So, Stam stories in the Gemara, when it does not specify which Malchus it was, so it refers to Rome. Malchus Harisha is Rome for sure, but even if not, so here there was a Gzeira on Yisrael. If it means Yavan, generally it says Yavan, or it says that there was a Yavan king. So sometimes it talks about that as well. So, Pamachas, there was a gzeira Yisrael. Shlo yasku b'Torah, v'shlo yamulu es b'neihem, v'sheyichalalu shabbosos. What were attacked? Torah, Mila, and Shabbos. Those three. How do you force them? Yichalalu Shabbos. The first two, what you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to learn Torah. You're not allowed to have bris Mila. So that's easier. Shabbos, they forced them to work on Shabbos. V'chalalu Shabbos. Those three. So what happened? Let's read the story, and then we'll talk about these three. Ma asa Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaveirav. What did they do? Halchu v'datu etza mi matrotzarisa achas. They took advice from a certain woman, shakal gdoli Roman mitzuyin etzla, that all the great people of Rome knew her, and she had connections. Amra lahem, she said to them, she gave them advice, imdu v'avginu balayla, get up and have a hafgana, have a big protest at night. At night. Why dafka at night? Says the Ben Yoyada. We mentioned it back as Bezekas Rosh Hashanah. Night has special koach hatfila, or night will remind all others of the Nisan that occurred to Am Yisrael at night. All the other nations will remember this. Al Yadeshi Yevgidu Balayla, Yizachru HaSarim Eskola Nisim Aniflos, Shadasi Yisrael Balayla, Shenevcha HaRa'a Al Oyvei Yisrael, Kemo, Nesti Tzachon Avraham, Al HaMalachim Shaya Balayla. The Ben Yoyada assumes that the four kings of the five kings were at night. V'cheneishal Sara, kishalachu aparo, and Paro took Sara, and nothing happened. And Avimelech, and Makas Bechoros, and the Nase of Sancheref, and Mapelas Haman, V'gdulas Mordechai, all of these happened at night. So when we're mafgin at night, says the Ben Yoyada, that will remind others of all the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped us out with at night. Number one. Number two, he has another idea why Shahi Gdoli Romi, maybe on a more Kabbalistic level, the Gedolim of Rome knew the story of the Tsar of Esav. Who is the Tsar of Esav? That's Rome. Esav is Rome. And they all knew the story in the Torah or in Chazal that the Tsar of Esav was defeated by Yaakov Avinu at night. The morning came, he says, I gotta leave, let me leave. All right, don't ask me my name. Psukim in Vayishlach. So, maybe that's an idea, a deeper idea, that they would recognize the Tsar of Esav was defeated at night, so those two, we'd cry at night, and they have to be worried. But either way, a couple of suggestions why nighttime was the best time to have that Havganah. And what happened? They took her advice, and they protested at night, and they said as follows, Imru, Ey Shemayim, they're calling out to Shemayim, Lashon of exclamation, Lo Achim Anachnu, but they're calling out to the Romans, aren't we brothers? Yaakov and Esav, aren't we brothers? Lo b'nei av echad anachnu, we're the children of one father. Lo b'nei eim achat anachnu, one mother. Ma nishtanenu, mikal uma v'lashon, sha'atem gozun aleinu gzeiros ros. Why is it so many Esav soni liyakov laws? No, come on. So the answer could have been Esav soni liyakov. But at this point in history, at least, there was a chord of compassion that was struck. Ubitzlum, and they were mavatal gzeira. Why is this important for us? They made it a yantif. That was the 28th day of Adar. Question mark. Back to the question. Why do we have to have the list in Megillas Tainus of holidays from day 1 of Nisan through day 8? What is day 1? Why is that important for us? Because of the day before? According to Rabbi Yossi, the day before is already covered. Because it's the day after the 28th day of Adar, because of this other celebration that took place. You don't need it to be for the day before the first day of Nisan. So the Gemara says, well, there are two other answers to this question. Number one, Amar Abaya, as many might be thinking, Lo Nisra El Chodesh Me'ubar. Maybe it's talking about a Chodesh Me'ubar. What does that mean? Rashi has two deos. Either it means an extra month was added, or it means an extra day was added. In either case, there's a hefsik between the first day of Adar and the 29th day, the first day of Nisan and the 29th day of Adar. Either there's the 30th day of Adar, or there's a whole month in between. So, in any case, that is why you would need the 28th day of Adar and the first day of Nisan. This Gemara is also important, by the way, for which is the real month of Adar. It sounds like from this Gemara that the 28th day of Adar would be observed. The Megillah Tainus days in the first Adar. And that's why the 29th day is only covered by the 28th and not by the first day of Nisan. That's the question in general. We know Purim is only in the second Adar. Right, we have Purim Katan and the Rotei Taklum Bizman Hazeh, and there are some Tanoim that talk about the Mitzvahs Hayom in the first Adar. We don't Paskin that way. And the Shaila in Lundis is that first month Adar at all? Which is the extra month? If Purim is the second month, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Megillah, because we want to put together the two Geulos, La Hasmich Geula LeGeula, the Geula of Purim to Geula of Pesach, is that therefore saying, and therefore the real Adar is the second one? Or is that saying, no, it's the first one, but there's a separate element of Geulos that we want to put together? So, that's a good question. We have to talk about that when we get to the first paragraph of Megillah, what the real Adar is. But again, this line is important for that, because it sounds like from this line that the Megillas Tainus Adar is at least also the first Adar, in terms of a yard site, in terms of bar mitzvahs, which ones are observed, right? The yard site generally is observed in the first, and the bar mitzvahs are usually in the second. If the year that a boy was born was a shana pshuta with only one adar, and then the bar mitzvah year is a shana muberis, then it will be in the second adar. Right? The question is, what if he was born in the two adars and his bar mitzvah is in one adar? Said for sure, it's only one adar. Right? Those are the interesting cases where you could have a bar mitzvah of a younger child before an older child. Because there was two Adars, and then there was one Adar. There's the cases, what if the child was born in a Shana Me'uberes, and his Bar Mitzvah year is a Shana Me'uberes? So there, Pashas, you would say, the first goes by the first, and the second goes by the second. There is a Magen Avraham that says it's not so Pashat. It could be that it would always go by the second, all of them, even in that case. Okay, but either way, we're not going to get into that right now. Rav Ashi Amar, second answer given in the Gemara, why do we need the extra both days listed, the days of the first of Nisan and 28th of Adar? Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Tema Lachodesh Chaser, even if it's a Chaser, Kol Shela Acharav Betainis Asur Behesped Mutter. Right, what do we say in the Mishnah? Any day that La'acharav is Asur to fast, Behesped is Mutter to fast. Vizeh, so really, you would be able to have Hespedim on this day in between, on the 29th day. Right, look at Rashi for a second. Klomar, Kol Tel Acharav Vechulu, Klomar, Kol Sha'asur Bishum Achar Yantif, any day that's included in being a significant special day only because it's the day after. So let's say you only have the 28th day of Adar. So if you only have the 28th day of Adar, so the 29th day would be only Asr to fast. But you'd be able to have a spadim. But Tainusu to Asr, Habehes bin Mutter. That's the added point of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because now this is not only a day after, but it's a day before. And therefore, even Hespedim would be Usser. Right? That's the, looking now at Rash, back to the Gemara. Vizeh, holo, muto, beit shtei yamim tovim, asu'u ki yadav atzma, because it's between two special days. So, we're going to give it the status of a real Yantif day, v'afilu behes benami Usser, and even Hespedim would be Usser as well. Right? It reminds us of what we call Yom HaMiyuchas. Yom HaMiyuchas, the second day of Sivan, which is surrounded by special days. Right, the day before is Rosh Chodesh, the day after starts the Shloshes V'Hagbala. What's day two of Sivan? Nothing. So that's why it's called Yom HaMiyuchas, which Pashas is Lashon Saginar. It's a euphemism. Really, there's nothing special about this day, but we make it special because we want to call it special, we feel bad for it. But maybe there's something positive to it as well. If it's surrounded by good neighbors, it's surrounded by day one and day three of Sivan, so that it itself is special. So to hear, because the 29th day of Adar would be surrounded by Yamim Tovim that Chazal created, the first that Chazal created, so then we give it special status as well. Good. Getting back to the earlier point that I did not talk about, and that is the three mitzvos that the government decreed against were Shabbos, Mila, and Torah. Why dafka those three? Right, in the days of Chanukah, it was also Rosh Chodesh. Right, so why dafka were those 3 days picked, Mila, Shabbos, and Torah? So explains the Marsha, 2 points. Number one, explains the Marsha, that these are the three that are mavdil us from the other nations. Right, they were the ones that separate us. Says the Marsha, right here. Let me just find the Marsha. He says, these are the three that, I'm sorry, that's why I couldn't find it. This is the Marsha in Rosh Hashanah, right, where this Gemara also comes up. The Gemara, this story was brought up there to in the sugya of Megillas Titus being during Churban Abayis, after Churban Abayis. So the Marsha there says, Ubo levatel elu gimel mitzvah she Yisrael muvdalin hevdil gadol min ha'amim. The nations. But Torah, ksiv, ki hi chach baschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim. Torah makes us different. Shabbos and Mila, they're called osos. Tefillin also. They didn't pick on tefillin here. But Shabbos and Mila. Osi b'di v'neichem. V'kai gavna isa b'zekas mi'ila. That's the Gemara in Mi'ila also. Daf Yud Zayin. That also similar gzeros. But one can add, other achronim add, that these are three that not only symbolize our separateness, but also halachically. Shabbos. A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goyisha Shavas Chayiv Misa. And a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah. We're not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah. Gemara Chagika. Lo asachin lochol goy. Umishpatim bal yidaum. Torah, they are excluded. Mila is something unique to Am Yisrael. Right? The non-Jews don't do bris mila. Even if they do bris mila, the Mishnah says in Adarim, they're not called mechulim. If somebody makes a neder, they're not allowed to get benefit from a mahul. From a circumcised one, it applies to all Jews, even if they're Arelim. Why? Because halachically, Mila would only apply to a Jew. To a non-Jew, they'd be circumcised. What if they convert? They have to get a Hatafas Dam Bris. Why? Because it's not called a Mila. These three non-Jews are Mufka from them. It's a beautiful Rambam that we've read in the past in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam puts these two halachas of Shabbos and Torah together in the same halacha. And he uses it to describe that there are two choices that everyone has in the world. Either to be Jewish and fulfill 613, or to be non-Jewish and fulfill 7 plus. It's not really 7, 7 plus, because as we know, it's 7 categories. It's not just 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in mitzvah Tov Tezayin, in Va'eschanon, in the mitzvah of Lo Sisave, that there are many mitzvahs that are included in Avodah Zarah, in Gezel. By Lo Sisave, he says non-Jews are also included in, because it's a anaf, it's a branch of Gezel. So, says the Rambam, there are two choices. You have 613 or you have the 7 plus. But you can't make up your own religion. And taking Shabbos and taking Torah, those two are so defining to the nation that those two cannot be taken by others. If those two are taken, that's creating a new religion. And therefore, it cannot be done. Okay, big sugya of teaching Torah to non-Jews. What if they ask? Does it only apply to Be'iyun? Does it only apply to Kfiyas with the Chavrusa? In Kiddush Hashem situations, then there are Heterim. So there are other Big sugya, not for now, but that is the three mitzvos that we have. Uniquely, they targeted these because they didn't want us to be separated and unique. And this is something that happens to all the nations throughout history. They don't want the Jews to be unique. They don't want them to be different. And therefore, they force us to remove and not to fulfill the unique mitzvos that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you remember the Yevanim also. The Yevanim, the Greeks, also tried to knock out our unique status, besides the ones that we just mentioned, which they have in common, but also Rosh Chodesh, and even the Pirtzos. If you remember, the Mishnah tells us that the Yevanim made 13 Pirtzos in the Chael, right, in the special fence that was around the Azara, the Ezras Nashim, and the Ezras Yisrael. They broke that fence. Why, Dafka, that fence did they break? They didn't break the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. They only broke that fence because that fence was the limit. As the Mishnah says in the first parak in Kalim, that was the limit where non-Jews are allowed to go up to in the Beis HaMikdash. They can't go beyond that. And they couldn't. That's what the Yevanim reacted to. They didn't want to have that. Again, it's a house of a certain religion, and therefore only certain people are allowed in. It's a private house. It's a private house, and therefore they weren't allowed in. That's why the Dafka broke those pirzos in the Chael. Okay, let's continue. Middle of Yudches Amun Aleph, Omar Mar. So the next quote from Megillas Tainus. We just quoted from the first half we discussed, the first to the eighth. Omar Mar. Now we have Mitmanya Beit Vatzov Madaya. From the eighth till the end of Pesach, Itosev Chaga Deshvuaya, that's when the Yontif of Shvuas was established, as we started off with today. That's when they overcame the Machlokas with the Tzdukim, the Lola Mispaid, that they shouldn't have espayed them during those days. Salam Alila Meimar Mitmanya Bey. Why do you have to mention the eighth? The eighth is an overlap, right? What was the first phrase? From day one to day eight, and from day eight to the end of Pesach. Day eight is already covered in the first Takana of the Karban Tamid. So why do you have to repeat from day 8 to the end of Pesach? Lama le lemeimer mitmanya bei, lema mitishe bei. Why didn't you just say from the 9th? Vitmanya gufei asur, tahavile yoma di'itokim beitmida. Right, the 8th day is already asur because it's already in the first group. That the Karban Tamid was established. And the all the significance of the Karban Tamid, the most basic Karban. The Karban that starts off every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so why is it, it's already included in the first phrase. So Gemara says, Kiva dilu mikla milsa ubatline l'shiva. Well, if anything ever happens, and the first takana, the first set from 1 to 8 is nullified, if they other than nullified that those, and they remove the status of Yantif from those days, Tamanya gufe aser, the 8th day would stay aser, to have a yoma kama, ditosev be chaga de shvuaya. It's still included in the other takana. That's why we include the 8th in the second line. Says the Gemara, Hashad Asas Lahachi. What, if you're so worried about that? So go back to the first question that we asked. Esther Betishan Ami. What about the 29th day of Adar that we just had a whole discussion why we needed to include that? But say just like we gave this answer. Kivan di ilu mikla milsa upatlini the esrim vitmanya esri vitisha gufe aser. Davali yoma di mikame yoma di mitokam tamida. So too, if for any reason in the future day 28 would be nullified, 28 of Adar would be nullified, even though it was a day that the Matronisa convinced them and the Romans listened to them. So you can give the same answer earlier. So we add in a couple of extra days here and there that are on the border just to be safe that if one of the takanas were nullified, so then they would all be nullified. Obviously, we know now that everything was nullified, right? Batla Megillas Tainus, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, except for Chanukah and Purim, which we'll get back to, B'ez Hashem, in a minute. Itmar. So now we just discussed Megillas Tainus and we discussed the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah about how chamor are the days before and after the days listed in Megillas Tainus. So, says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Chia Bar Asi Amarav Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. In our Mishnah, Rav Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi that before and after are both Aser. And Ushmuel Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Meir. Shmuel said, Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, meaning Stam Mishnah. Doesn't say Rabbi Meir, but the Tanakama Stam Mishnah, that afterwards, La'achrav is Mutter. Period. Umi, Amar, stop there for a moment, look at Tosfos for a second. Tosfos here discusses. So, Rav passes like Rabbi Yossi, and we passes like Rabbi Yossi. So what about the day before Purim? Right, this question was asked, if you remember, based from the Chidushi Haran, back in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yotes, when this Gemara also came up. If we say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that before and after the days listed in Megillas Tainus are also Usser. So how do we fast on Tainus Esther? Purim and Chanukah, the Gemara said, those two are the only two that are left over from the days listed in Megillas Tainus. So if they're left over, so you shouldn't be able to fast the day before Purim. So how do we fast on Tainus Esther? That's the question of Tosfos here. That's the question of the Ran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes. So Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, t'ha d'amar Chanukah u'Purim lo batlu, middle of Tosfos Rav. That which we said, that's which the Gemara said, that Chanukah and Purim were not mevutal, ratzalomar hadinim shelahem, la'asosan biyantif, udlo lehis anabahon. The parts of Megillas Tainus that talked about those days themselves, that's what was not batel. Avobadinim dilifneyem batlu. But the before and after behavior was nullified, even by Chanukah and Purim. When the Gemara said that Chanukah and Purim were not nullified, that was only about the days of, not the added additional elements of the days of Megillas Tainus. That is the one answer Tosfos gives. Tosfos gives another answer. Odi Shlomar Tekivat Shediyom Shalafnei Purim Shen Isbatel Mi Yontiv Ditu Shei Regin Lasos Behen Venisbatlu Yontiv Shalahem Hachanami Ishlan Alomar Shiyavalu Mishum Tam Dilafnei Purim. We'll say that soon. There was another day listed to Megillas Tainus. The 13th of Adar was a separate, unique day of Megillas Tainus. And once that day was nullified, then we nullified that day, period. Even though it happens to also be the day before Purim, but as the Gemara is going to say soon, once a day was said, you're allowed to have Hespedim of Titus for the day itself, then it doesn't matter that it's also a day before Purim. Okay, a couple of answers given. The most fundamental answer given, though, that we mentioned from the Arches Chaim back in Rosh Hashanah, maybe Titus Esther is different. When does Megillas Tainus say you're not allowed to fast? You're not allowed to have a spatim. Sad fast days. Fast days of Tzar, fast days of Avelis. Tainus Esther is a unique type of fast day. It's what the Arches Chaim calls a Tainus Shal Simcha. It's a day of Purim. It's not a sad day. It's not mourning anything. It's a serious day, but it's getting ready for Purim. It's recognizing that Hashem saved us. And that's why, halachically, it's the only fast day that we can make earlier. Right, usual fast days, let's say Purim falls out on Sunday, then we push Titus Esther earlier, Makdimin, Velo Ma'achrin. Even though we're usually Ma'achrin and Makdimin, Tisha B'av, Shavas V'Tamos, fall out on Shabbos, we push them off till Sunday. But these, Titus Esther, you push earlier, why? You never Makdib Puranis, well this isn't Puranis. So too, there's no problem with having Titus Esther on the day before Purim, because that is not a sad day, that's not a violation of Megillas Titus. Okay. We continue. Second to last skinny line. Umiyamar Shmuel Achi, did Shmuel really say this, that Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and he is Mekel, that the Acharav is Mutter. Yatanya, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Omer. Uma Tamalomer, Bahon, Bahon, Shtei Pa'amim. Why does the phrase in Megillas Tainus use the phrase Bahon in them twice? It says, Lol Hisana Bahon, Umiksasan Lol Mispaid Bahon. What does it say? Bahon twice. Lomar lecha shehein asurin lefnei malachrei mutarim. To emphasize in them. They are asur. Before and after is mutter. Meaning an even more mekel shita than we had in the Mishnah. Before and after is mutter. Rabbi Yossi said they're both asur. And Rabbi Meir, the Tanakabat, said before is asur. This shita says both are mutter. Before and after are mutter. V'yamar Shmuel alacha k'shubin gamlio. And Shmuel says alacha is like this most mekel shita. So how could Shmuel say that Halacha is like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So the Gemara answers, Meikara Savar Kivat. Shmuel was looking for the Mekel Shita regarding these Tainios, these special Drabbanan days. So Meikara Savar, originally he felt, Kivat Delaka Tana de Mekel Krabi Meir, he thought Rabbi Meir was the most Mekel Shita, Amar Halacha Krabi Meir, Kivat De Shami, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But once he heard about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mekel Tvei, here he was even more Mekel, Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He went like a more Mekel opinion, and he didn't know every Brisa originally, and then once he learned it, so then, that's what he passed in line. Period. V'chein Amar Bali, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, this line of Amoram also said, Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the more Machmir Shita. Amar Rabbi Chiya Labali, Azvar Halacha, let me explain to you when Rabbi Yochanan said this statement. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yochanan said the Halacha like Rabbi Yossi, meaning the more Machmir opinion, Adalolehis ana'a. That's only referring to the Isser of Tainus. Meaning, beforehand, it's all Asser. But afterwards, he passes like Rabbi Meir that it's all Mutter. So that's what Rabbi Chiya just said. Beforehand is Asar Behasmat Vatitis, and afterwards is Mutar Behasmat Vatitis. So now the question is, did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really hold that way? Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kistah Mishnah. The Halacha is like anonymous Mishnayis. Vitzan, the Mishnah says in Megillah, Avo Bisha Amru, the Mishnah we just referred to. Even though we are makdim, what's makdim? Even though we allow, remember the first parak in Megillah, we allow the b'nei kfarim, the people who live in villages, to read the Megillah earlier, either on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, even before Purim, even though we allow that, makdimin v'lo ma'achrin, turning over, mutar b'asmat v'tainis, but still those days, let's say you read it on the 12th day of Adar, you're still allowed, well, we'll see exactly what the case is. You're still allowed to have espedim and ta'anios. You're allowed to fast and have eulogies on those days. That you read the Megillah. So, Amos, what case are we referring to here? Which day of Adar is being referred to in this source? Ilema b'nei chamesar v'ka karule ba'ar besar. Is it referring to somebody, a 15th, meaning a b'nei krach, somebody who lives in a walled city, and he's reading it, b'nei chamesar v'ka karule bar besar, and he's reading it on the 14th, umi shari, that doesn't work. Doesn't work, you can't read it on the 14th. V'aksibim Megillas Tainis, yom arba asar bo, v'yom chamisa asar bo, the 14th day of Adar, the 15th day of Adar, yomei purya inun, they're the days of Purim, t'lo l'mispeit bahon, that you can't have a spadim on them, v'yom arava, and the Rava says, lo nitzrucha elo l'asar shal zeba zeva shal zeba zeva shal zeba zeh. 14th and 15th, those are real Purim days. And no matter who you are, the other one is also usher for you to have hespedim. It doesn't mean you have to read the Megillah. Somebody lives in the 14th day, right, in a non-walled city. They don't have to do the mitzvahs on the 15th day. But there's isser of hesped. Ve'ela, so therefore, if you're a 15th day, you can't lead it on the 14th. And also, you don't need, there's no, it. There's, well, the emphasis of the Gemara is that, and there's still a isser of hesped v'tainis. So that can't be what it's talking about, that even if you read it earlier, it's mutar b'asmat v'tainis. So ve'ela, what must it be talking about? B'nei arba esar v'kakari le'bitzleisar. Maybe it's, you're a 14th day person, and you read it on the 13th day. Is that, and that's what the price is telling me, that it's mutar b'asmat v'tainis. Is that true? But that's not true. Yom Nikanor who? That's Yom Nikanor. We'll see what that is. That's another day of a holiday that was made. We'll see in the Gemara what that is. Ve'ela, b'nei arba esar v'kakari le'bitzleisar. Maybe you're a 14th day, and you're reading it on the 12th. So Yom Trinusu, that's also no good, because that is also a different type of holiday. Yom Trinus. El Lav, what's left? Lav de Kakaru Le Bechad Desar. You're reading it on the 11th. So you read it on the 11th, and that's what the Brice is saying. V'ktani, Mutar B'asmat V'tainis. So, that is the question. So you see on the 11th is Mutar B'asmat V'tainis. So back to the original question. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that before everything's Usser, and afterwards everything's Mutar? Here, he says, beforehand, everything's, it says here, mutter behesped, it says in the Brisa, mutter behesped v'tainis. But I thought he said before that is not true, right? That everything, if you read that, it still should be, it's the yom before, tarinus, right? Rashi says, shma mina, afal gavshu yom shalafnei turyainis, even if it's the day before turyainis, which we just interviewed, Yochanan holds should be aser, it's mutter, the Brisa says. That's the question on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answers, lo, b'nei arba asar v'kakara le'betresar. We're talking about a 12th, not the 11th. It's the 14th day people that are reading it on the 12th. Ay, udaka amrit, yom taryanus hu. Isn't it the yom taryanus, which again, we'll talk soon about all these days, what was the special event that occurred. So isn't it yom taryanus, so it's asur? Yom taryanus, gufe bitule batzluha. No, yom taryanus, they were already mevatel. They nullified that day because of a tragedy that happened on it. It used to be a day of yantif. But because, ho, v'ner gubo shmaya v'achia achiv, since Shmai and Achia were killed on that day, so that is why they've already nullified it. And therefore, once they nullify it, this is what Tosas referred to before, that even if it happens to be the day before another special day, they nullified it totally and they say it's mutter behesped v'tainis. Because once you take away the special status, it's totally taken away, not only for itself, but for the day that it is before. Who are Shmaya and Achaya Achiv? Rashi says, I don't know. Rashi says it is not known who these brothers were. It is not known. If you look in others, the Mesoras HaShas here says, it is brothers, they're from Haruge Lud, that are mentioned in Meseches Psachim and Baba Basra, that gave their own They gave their own lives to be able to save Klal Yisrael. Right? People were going to kill all of them, and they gave their lives to take the blame for a certain sin that was committed. So that was that's what's being referred to. They were killed that day. Let's just read now. Kiyad Rav Nachman Gazer Taneisa Betreisa, like Rav Nachman will Gazer Tainus on the 13th. Amar Le Rabbanim Yom Tarayanusu. Isn't it Yom Tarayanus? Amar Lehu Yom Tarayanus Gufe Betuli Batzluha. It was already nullified. Ho Vener Gubo Shmaya Vachia Echav. Right, it was already removed because of this tragedy. And Vatevik, now the Gemara just says explicitly what we said outside. Vatevik lay, David the Yom Shalafnei Nikanar. I, it's the day before Nikanar, the 14th. So Gemara says, Amar Avashi, no, Hashta Iyu Gufe Batluha. They were Mavatil the day of, because of the tragedy that happened on that day. Mishom Yom Nikamar Nikum Nigzar. So, because it's the day before Nicanor, you're going to be gozer and not allow Hesed V'Tainus? No, the Gemara says, again, once a certain day was nullified, it used to be a yomtiv, and now it was nullified, then it doesn't have the status of a yomtiv, even regarding its capacity of being the day before a different yomtiv. They would nullified it, period. And therefore, that day is now mutter. Okay, now the Gemara is about to go into what is Nicanor and what is Taryanus. Just before that, keep in mind the... I'll mention this again in a couple of weeks. The Cheshek Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, in the beginning of Megillah, has two amazing ha'aris, one from himself and one from his brother. Number one, he notes, and we know the Gemara here talks about the first mission of Megillah, that there are five different days to lay the Megillah. The word Purim appears five times in the Megillah. The word Purim, five times. Three times it appears Chaser, Pei Reish Yud Mem. Twice it appears Male, Pei Vav Reish Yud Mem. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, this is an allusion to the 5 days you can lay in the Megillah. Only two of those days are real Purim days. That's why those two are Malay. The other 3 days are days you can lay in the Megillah, but they're not actual Purim days. Point number one, amazing. Number two, the other point he mentions from his brother, Reb Shlomo Mivilna, is why is it out of all holidays, Purim is the only day that you have different days of observance. Pesach is Pesach for everybody. And Shavuos is Shavuos for everybody. And Chanukah even. But that was later. But Purim? Why Purim? Purim, you have, you're the 15th, you're the 14th, you can lay in extra days of the 11th, 12th. So he explains, as the Gemara says, Purim was very controversial. To create another, day of holiday, rabbinic holidays, this was before Chanukah. You know, maybe once Purim happened, Chanukah, they paved the way for Chanukah. But Purim, why isn't that Bal Tosef? You're adding on an extra holiday that we don't have? The answer is, yes, there was a special hints in the Psukim that allow us to do it. But maybe, suggests from Shlomo Mivilna, even once they made it, they wanted to make sure everybody realizes that this is not a D'oraisa holiday. So it has a lot of differences between them, and all of Klal Yisrael are observing it differently. So that's why Dafka, they made Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah with it built in flexibility, so that everybody realizes it is different. Once that was done, so maybe Chanukah, there's not as much of a danger, and that's why we didn't need to do that by Chanukah. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara, my Nicanor, my Taryanus. What were the days of Nicanor and Taryanus that were listed in Megillas Tainus? The Tanya, Nicanor, who is Nicanor? Echad. So we know Nicanor, famous Nicanor, Maseches Yuma, the doors of Nicanor. There's a different Nicanor. Nicanor, Echad Miafricha Yevanim Haya. He was one of the Greek governors. Ubachol Yom Vayom Haya Main of Yadu Yehuda Yerushalayim. And every day he used to lift up his hand against the Jews and against Yerushalayim. But Omer, and he yearned. I hope one day to trample and to wipe out this city. Every day he said that. And once the Chashmonaim were victorious, Katsu, and this is somebody who was probably killed many Jews, and he wanted to destroy Yerushalayim. Katsu bonus yadav raglav. They cut off his thumbs and his big toes and the rest of his fingers and toes. V'talum b'shari Yerushalayim, and they hung it at the gates of Jerusalem. V'amru peshay b'dar b'gaiva, the mouth that wanted to destroy this city. V'yadayim v'yamin nifos Yerushalayim, and the hands that waved against Yerushalayim. Te'aseh em nekama, so Hashem took nekama from him. So that was Nicanor, the day that he was defeated. My Taryanus, what was that one? Amruk, Shabikish, Taryanus, Thyrogus, Lulinus. When Taryanus wanted to kill Lulinus, Upapus Echa Belutkia, when he wanted to kill these two brothers in Lutkia. Right, Rashi explains, Rashi explains here that there was the daughter, a daughter of a king that was killed. And they were blaming the Jews. They were going to kill all the Jews until these two brothers that didn't do it came and said, "Yo, we did it." They took the blame to save them, to save all of Klal Yisrael. Halachically, were they allowed to do that? The Gemara here has a positive outlook on them. Rav Moshe has a very important tshuva. Rav Moshe in Yeridaya, Chelik, the last tshuva in Yeridaya base, Simin Kuf Ayin Dalid, Oz Dalid, he talks about generally, this is that tshuva, the issue about putting yourself into a suffix sakana to save someone from a vade sakana. Giving a kidney, putting yourself into other dangers. So what happens, are you allowed to, let's say your friend's going to be killed, are you allowed to give your life instead? So generally not. Just like the Gemara says, you're not allowed to kill your friend instead of yourself, because why is your blood redder? If you're going to be saved and your friend's going to be killed, you have no chiyuv to kill your, have yourself killed instead of your friend. Doesn't matter who a person is, who says his blood is redder, maybe your blood is redder. Rav Moshe then says, aye, what about these brothers? They went to save all of Klal Yisrael. So that might have been different. It wasn't just one for one. To save all of Klal Yisrael, maybe there's more of a, more flexibility in terms of this. Okay, so back to the story. So he wanted to kill these two brothers, Amar Lahem, and he says to them, Imei Amo Shel Hananiah Mishel V'Azariah Atem. They all knew the famous story about Hananiah Mishel V'Azariah earlier with Nebuchadnezzar. If you're from that nation, Yavo Elokeichem V'Yatzel Aschem Miyadi, Kederach Sheitzel Hananiah Mishel V'Azariah Miyad Nebuchadnezzar, let your God come and save you, like he saved them. Amru Lahem, they said, you don't understand, they were great tzaddikim. It was appropriate for them to have an ace done to them. And Nebuchadnezzar, of course, he was a terrible Rasha, Yimach Shemo. But he had certain elements to him. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he still wanted to say Shira to Hashem. He recognized God a little bit after the story of Hananiah Mishael V'Azariah. He was a little hagud. And to have Hashem anes happen through him, that's also appropriate. Va'oso rasha hedyo tu. But you're a hedyo, you're a commoner. You're not worthy to have anes done. Va'anu nischayavnu kliyel amakom. And we, for whatever reason, Hashem needs to give us as karbanos. Vim ein ataho ragnu. And if you're not the one, harbe hargim yishlo lamakom. Hashem has many tools, many people who could kill us. V'harbi dubin v'arayas yishal v'makom ba'olamo. And a lot of bears and lions exist. Shepok in banu, that could affect us, that could touch us. V'arginosanu. Elo lo masarna gadosh baruch hu biyatcha. Why does Hashem choose you? Not because you're so worthy for an ace to be done. Elo sha'asili parad zameinu biyatcha. But he just wants to kill you. So if you kill us, then I'll have a good excuse to kill you. And even though they had this Taina Hargan Miyad, Turyanis killed them right away. Amru, and right after he killed them, he didn't last too much longer. A certain officer came from Rome and with a bounty on his head and killed him as well. But because of that, because of all of Klal Yisrael were saved, even though these two people were killed, but all of Klal Yisrael were saved, that's why they had this day as a Yontif. Good. Finishing up the parak, ain't going to Tanis Alatibra, but Tchila B'chabishi B'chul, it goes to Tanis Parashir Chadashim. The Mishnah had said, you'd always start with a Monday, Thursday, but you don't start on a holiday. But if you already started the cycle, and then, boom, Rosh Chodesh came, Chanukah came, you can continue. V'kama hi aschala, what does it mean you started already? Rav'acha Amar Shalosh, Rav'asi Amar Achas. Three or one. But then the continuation says that you don't finish. You just start the tinyos. We don't finish those days. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Aval Chachamim Omrim, Mis'ane Umashlim. If you already started the cycle for the rain, the three, and then you're Mis'ane, and you're Mashlim. And you're even Mashlim those days, the Chachamim hold. Darash Bar Zudiv Mishved Rabbi Huna, Mahalacha Mis'ane Umashlim, you're even Mashlim. Tosfah says, this only applies to Rosh Chodesh, that you're Masada or Mashlim, not Chanukah or Purim. Those days you don't, because that says you may mishta v'simcha. So therefore you can't. The Rambam sounds like it applies to all of them, not just Rosh Chodesh. And the Ran says here, halacha l'maisa, when does this apply to us? If you ever have a fast day on a Shabbos. Asar b'teve, says the Ran, could fall out on Shabbos. So we paskin misanu mashlim, that you go into Shabbos fasting, like this Gemara says, misane u mashlam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hadrolach seja tanios. But next time we get into the third parak of Maseches Titus. Just to end off, today's shiur was sponsored. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it at the beginning. Today's shiur was sponsored in L'zecher Nishmas, Rav Muttal ben Rav Aryeh Leib. We thank the sponsorship, Rav Muttal ben Rav Aryeh Leib. The Torah that we learned today should be an ilui for his neshama, Rav Muttal ben Rav Aryeh Leib, whose yard side is just around this time. Okay, we'll stop here.